Best Party Card Games for Adults Ranked 2026. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. For two players or a tight 3-4, so Clover and Sushi Go, CAH still works for the right crowd, but the room has better options now. I read 100 party game threads a week, and the same 5 names keep surfacing like a chorus, monikers, wavelength, so Clover, just one, and I'm watching the exact moment a game stops being clever and starts being magic. Because here's what the room keeps telling me over and over, the best party card game isn't the one with the cleverest rules. It's the one that makes a stranger and your aunt and your loudest friend all lean in at the same time. The wild part. Everyone who bought Cards Against Humanity in 2014 is basically in the same place. Played it 9 times, shelved it, moved on. Shut up and sit down, nailed it, the game opens and closes the joke for you. It's limp, passive, inert. The cards do the work, and after a while that's not what you want anymore. But here's the good news, the makers who came after took that chaos energy and handed the joke back to the players. That's the entire arc of this list. So I'm going to do what I do, translate what the room is actually saying, not the marketing. The people posting this is the only game my non-gamer friends ask for. The people sliding So Clover into every backpack and swearing it's the one everyone sleeps on. The people who have watched a single wavelength clue spark a 10-minute table argument about whether pancakes are a 7 or a 9. I'll match every game to the night you're actually throwing, price everything with a because they wobble, and tell you straight up when something's for a filthy crew versus your in-laws. Pull up a chair. Bring a loud group and zero shame, we're handing the joke back to you. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a great adult party card game? Let me tell you what the room agrees on, because it's remarkably consistent once you read enough of these threads. A great adult party card game does 3 things, and a great one does all 3 at once. First, everyone is in all the time. The cruelest thing a party game can do is make 4 people watch 1 person take a turn. The games the community canonizes, monikers, just one, so Clover, Wavelength, are the ones where you're guessing, shouting, writing, or arguing on basically every turn, even when it's not your turn. As one reviewer put it about just one, it gives you a great mix of high five and laugh out loud moments, and the reason is that the whole table is cooperating on every single word. Nobody's checking their phone. Second, it teaches in under a minute. This is the line that comes up again and again. So Clover, you can teach in about 10 seconds. Just one has a teach time of about 30 seconds, with one reviewer calling it the easiest game to teach in my entire collection, and I have lots of simple games. Party crowds are tipsy, distracted, and arriving in waves. If you need a 10-minute rules lecture, you've already lost the room. The genius of the modern party card era is that the great ones are dead simple on the surface and bottomless underneath. Third, the funny comes from the people, not the cards. This is the big one, and it's the exact axis Cards Against Humanity gets dinged on. The best games are engines for your friends to be funny, a charades clue that goes horribly wrong, a wavelength argument about whether a hot dog is a sandwich, sits at 60% or 90%, a So Clover. Clue so unhinged it somehow works. The card is a launch pad. Your weird group is the rocket. When SU and SD complain that CAH does the work and the structuring for you, that's the failure mode, the game's funny instead of yours. The room adds a quiet fourth thing too, it has to survive repeat plays. Shock value is a one-night stand. Replayable cleverness, new words, new spectrums, new clue combos, every game is the marriage. That's why So Clover's 220 keyword cards and wavelengths endless spectrums keep showing up on still on my table after 2 years lists while the shock humor decks gather dust. Bring a crowd that wants to be the joke, not just hear it. If a turn has an audience, it's a bad party game. The fastest way to judge a party card game before you buy, ask what is everyone else doing while one person takes their turn. If the answer is watching, shelve it. Monikers just one and So Clover. Pass because there is no audience, everyone's always guessing, writing, or yelling. The 60-second teach test before game night, time yourself explaining the rules out loud. Over a minute and a half-drunk room will glaze over. The community's darling So Clover. 10 seconds, just 1-30 seconds, win partly because the teach is shorter than pouring a drink. What's the best overall party card game for adults? Monikers. It's not close and the room basically refuses to let it go. Here's the pitch, and it's the most quoted description for a reason. Monikers, published by CMYK, is the boxed, slick version of the folk game you might know as Celebrity, Fishbowl, or the Hat Game, built for 4-16+ players. You play 3 rounds with the same deck of cards. Round 1, you can say anything except the words on the card to get your team to guess it. Round 2, only 1 word. Round 3, you can only act it out, charades. The magic is that by round 3, the whole table already knows every card, so a single gesture detonates an inside joke you all built together 20 minutes ago. One writer called it a dumb party game that respects your intelligence, and that tension, idiotic and clever at the same time, is exactly why it wins. What the community loves, in their words, it's one of the most entertaining party games out there. The cards are full of surprising names and references, historical weirdos, absurd concepts, deep cuts, so it's not the same celebrity charades you've played at every wedding, and the escalation across rounds means it gets louder and funnier as it goes instead of fizzling. The new CMYK edition dropped the points entirely. The community's verdict was that scoring was the least fun part anyway and refreshed the deck hard. It plays 2 to 12 plus in about 30 minutes, ages 17 plus. The one honest caveat Monikers asks you to perform. You stand up, you act, you make a fool of yourself. For a shy crowd or a stiff work mixer, that's a wall, and I'll point those rooms somewhere gentler in the big group section. But for a group of friends who already like each other, there is no better engine for a night you'll be quoting in the group chat for a month. If you want one box that turns any decent group of adults into a screaming, laughing, okay, last round mess, and you don't need it to be appropriate for grandma Monikers is the answer the whole room keeps shouting. Bring a group that already likes each other and a willingness to look ridiculous. Stack the deck with deep cuts when you each right pick cards at the start, mix one universal Beyoncé with one absurd or obscure entry, a niche historical figure, an inside joke concept. The obscure ones are dead weight in round one but become the biggest laughs by round three when everyone's seen them. Balance is the move. No points by design, the latest CMYK edition removed scoring entirely. If you have an older copy that tracks points, the community consensus is to just ignore them. The fun is the three escalating rounds, not the tally. What's the funniest slash raunchiest party card game, and is Cards Against Humanity still it? Short answer, Cards Against Humanity is the famous one, Joking Hazard is the better one, and the room has been gently breaking up with CAH for years now. Let's be fair to CAH first, because it earned its moment. But read the threads and you'll hear the same sigh on repeat. The shock value wears off, the core gameplay doesn't evolve, it's dated and inappropriate for mixed ages in a way that now feels more cringe than edgy. The sharpest critique is shut up and sit downs, and it's the one that reframed the whole genre. There's very little creativity in combining cards into a joke because the work and the structuring is done for you. It opens and closes the joke for you. It's limp, passive, inert. Translation, the cards are funny so you don't have to be. After 9 plays, that's a problem. So where does the room point instead for a filthy night? Instead of matching a card to a prompt, you collaboratively build a 3-panel comic. Someone sets up 2 panels. Everyone secretly plays a card to be the punchline panel. The judge picks the worst best. It's the same dark NSFW register as CAH, but the joke is yours, the timing, the swerve, the panel you chose to ruin everything. 360 panel cards, millions of combinations. It's CAH's energy with an actual creative act in the middle, which is exactly the thing CAH was missing. My honest read for the raunchy slot, if you already own CAH and have the perfect filthy friend group, keep it for the occasional nostalgia night. But Joking Hazard is what to buy in 2026, because it hands the dark joke back to the people telling it. Bring a filthy crowd, thick skin, and at least one friend with terrible comic timing, they're the best part. Monikers Cards and Play in Progress CAH isn't bad, it's finished. The community verdict isn't that Cards Against Humanity is garbage, it's that you already extracted its value. SU and SD's limp, passive, inert lands because the game peaks on play one and slides from there. Keep it for nostalgia, buy Joking Hazard or Monikers for actual nights. Match the raunch to the room. Joking Hazard and CAH are hard 18 plus, never deploy at a work party or with new in-laws. For a mixed or unknown crowd that still wants edge, pivot to Here to Slay, Cheeky, Not Filthy, or Monikers. You control how blue your own clues get. What's the best clever slash skill-based party game? Monikers, Wavelength, So Clover. This is my favorite shelf because it's where party games stopped being random chaos and started being your group is genuinely impressive and hilarious at the same time. Three names on this category. And the room adores all three. There's a physical dial hidden behind a screen, pointing somewhere on a spectrum between two opposites, cold left-right arrow hot, underrated left-right arrow overrated. The psychic sees the target and gives one clue. The team spins the dial to where they think it is. That's it, and it produces the single best party game phenomenon there is, a whole table passionately arguing about whether pancakes are a 7 or a 9 on the breakfast food left-right arrow dessert spectrum. Charlie Thiel called it the best party game since Codenames. Justin Bell at Meeple Mountain nailed why it's a forever game. Wavelength is my go-to for a lot of reasons, but one more than any other, it accommodates all player counts. It's the smartest game on this list and somehow the rowdiest. Roll to Review put it perfectly. Under its leafy green cover lies one of the best party word games around. It feels, the reviews say, like a mixture of Codenames and Just One, high praise, those being two of the genre's gods, and the magic moment is when you can only find a very loose connection between two words and your team somehow figures it out. Cooperative, so nobody loses, everybody high fives. One person guesses a word, everyone else secretly writes one clue, but duplicate clues cancel. So you're trying to be helpful and original at once, which leads to glorious groans when three of you all wrote banana. It's the easiest teach in the genre and an instant party game classic. Which to buy, Wavelength for the loud debate club crowd, So Clover, for a warm, clever, everyone wins table of 3 to 6. Just one for the broadest, friendliest Teach It in 30 Seconds crowd pleaser. You honestly can't lose. Bring a clever crowd that loves to argue and high-five in the same breath. Wavelength, clue the extreme, not the middle. New players give wishy-washy clues for a target near the center and the team stalls. The room's trick, if the target's at all toward one end, lean your clue hard that direction. A vivid, slightly too far example reads clearer than a safe one. Bold clues score, cautious clues whiff. The best party game you've never played, so Clover. S reputation is almost entirely word of mouth. It has none of CAH's name recognition and twice the staying power. The recurring community line, don't judge it by its plain green cover. It teaches in 10 seconds and stays on the table for years. What's the best party card game for big groups, 8+? 8+ is where most card games quietly die. Too many cooks, too much downtime, somebody's always waiting. The room is clear about which games actually scale up instead of buckling, and they share a trait. Everybody acts at once in teams or in parallel. Two teams, two spy masters giving one-word clues to fire their team at the right secret agents on a 5x5 grid. The brilliance for a crowd, only the two spy masters are working, but everyone on each team is arguing about what Grease 3 could possibly mean, so a 10-person room is fully engaged with zero rules overhead. It's the friendliest big group game, there is no offense risk, plays with kids to grandparents, and it's the single best mixed crowd pick on this whole list. You don't need to know any answers to win, you just need to read the room. That's why it crushes with a big mixed crowd where trivia knowledge is wildly uneven. The person who knows nothing can still win by betting smart, and a table of 7+ is all shouting odds. And circle back to monikers and wavelength here too, both genuinely go to 12+ in teams, and both get better with a bigger, louder room rather than worse. Monikers with 12 people split into two teams is pandemonium in the best way. The pick for a true mixed all-ages crowd of 8+ code names, for a trivia-flavored, everybody-can-win blowout wits and wagers, for a rowdy friend group of 8+ will perform monikers. All three hold a full living room without anyone tapping out. Bring a packed living room, two teams, and someone who will keep score without anyone asking. So Clover. Clover boards and word cards, big groups equals teams, not free-for-alls. The games that survive 8+ all funnel the crowd into teams, codenames, monikers, wavelength, or parallel simultaneous play, wits and wagers, just one. Avoid go-around-the-table one-at-a-time games at scale, downtime kills the energy faster than a bad clue. Wits and wagers is the great equalizer. It's the only trivia game I'll recommend for a crowd where someone barely knows anything, because you bet on other people's guesses. The trivia novice can outwin the know-it-all by reading the table. That's why it owns mixed knowledge big groups. What's the best party card game for couples or 3 to 4 players? Not every game night is a stadium. Sometimes it's two of you on the couch or a tight four around a kitchen table, and a lot of the big crowd champions fall flat. Their monikers with two people is sad. CAH with three is grim. The room has very specific darlings for the small and cozy night. It's clever, warm, teaches in seconds, and nobody goes home a loser. It's a tiny, gorgeous card drafting game. You pick a card, pass your hand, repeat, building sets of nigiri and dumplings and the dreaded wasabi. It's quick, it's cute, it's secretly tactical, and at two players it's a tight little duel that doesn't overstay its welcome. It's an Uno-like discard game where you're encouraged to cheat, sneak cards out of your hand, hide them up your sleeve, and one player is the guard trying to catch you. With a small, sneaky group, it's pure chaotic giggling, and it's the cheapest big laugh on this list. The pick, so Clover, for a cozy, clever 3 to 4 sushi go. For a true two-player date night, cheating moth for a small group that wants to be naughty. Bring one other person, a small table, and no need to prove anything to a crowd. Wits and Wagers Box, North Star Games, cheating moth. The cheat is the game first-timers play it honest and wonder why it's flat. You're supposed to ditch cards illegally the moment the guard looks away. The whole game is bluffing your hand empty. Be bold, getting caught only costs you one penalty card. Timidity is the only real mistake. Two-player needs a different shelf. Most party staples, monikers, codenames, CAH need bodies. For a real two-player night, reach for drafting dueling games, sushi go. The room is unanimous on this. What's the best quick filler and the best non-offensive crowd-pleaser? Two needs one section because they overlap more than you'd think. The 15-minute palate cleanser between bigger games, and the game you can play with literally anyone, coworkers, in-laws, a friend's parents, without sweating a single card. It's the kitten-themed Russian roulette card game that broke Kickstarter records. You draw cards until someone pulls an exploding kitten and detonates, unless they've got a defuse. It's 15 minutes, the art is gleefully absurd, it's from the Oatmeal's Matthew Inman, and it's the perfect, we have 10 minutes before the food's ready game. The room's honest note, it's light to the point of being mostly luck, don't expect depth, but as a fast, funny, low-stakes filler it's a staple for a reason. It's the game I hand to a mixed table when I have no idea what everyone's comfort level is. No vulgarity, no, are we allowed to say that, works from teens to grandparents, scales from 4 to 12, and it makes everyone feel clever. Why this matters, the room's most common help me post isn't what's the funniest game, it's I need something for a work party, my partner's family, a church group, a mixed-age holiday that blow up in my face. For all of those, the answer is the clever cooperative tier codenames, just one, so Clover, never the shock tier. They're funnier in those rooms anyway because the laughs come from the people, not from a card daring to be edgy. The pick Exploding Kittens for the 15-minute gap, codenames for the I can't read this crowd night, just one for the all ages everybody wins win. Bring 10 spare minutes, a crowd you can't quite read, and the relief of a game nobody has to apologize for. Keep a filler in your bag, literally Exploding Kittens and Sushi Go, both fit in a jacket pocket or purse. The community move is to keep one on you, for the restaurant wait, the cookout lull, the we have 15 minutes gap. A pocket filler turns dead time into a laugh. The safe games are the funnier games people reach for CAH at a mixed party thinking edgy fun. Wrong room, codenames and just one get more genuine laughs with coworkers and in-laws because the humor is the group being clever together, not a card trying to shock people who didn't sign up to be shocked. Final verdict, here's the room's chorus distilled. If your friends like each other and will stand up and make fools of themselves, by monikers, it's the best overall and your group chat will be quoting it for a month. If they'd rather argue than perform, Wavelength is the smartest, rowdiest dial in the building. For a cozy, clever table of 3 to 6 where nobody goes home a loser, so Clover, and just one are the warm, brilliant heart of this whole list. Throwing a real crowd of 8+, Codenames keeps the whole room leaning in with zero offense risk, and Wits and Wagers lets the person who knows nothing outbet the know-it-all. Date night or a tight duo, Sushi Go on the couch cheap and tactical, filthy friend group with thick skin, joking hazard hands the dark joke back to the people telling it, the upgrade CAH never made, need a pocket filler for the 10-minute gap, Exploding Kittens. Want pure cheap chaos with a sneaky few, cheating moth, and cards against humanity? Keep it for nostalgia if you must, but the room moved on and it left better games on the table. Match the box to the bodies in your living room and you genuinely can't lose. Bring the right crowd, a few cold drinks, and the box that fits the night. Frequently asked questions, what's the best party card game for adults overall? It's three escalating rounds, describe one-word charades played with the same deck, so the whole table builds a running inside joke. It's the loudest, funniest, most replayable engine for a group of adults who like each other and don't mind looking ridiculous. The runner-up overall is Wavelength for cleverness or Codenames if you need it appropriate for all ages. What's the best funny or raunchy adult party card game? You collaboratively build awful three-panel comics, so the dark joke is actually yours, more replayable than Cards Against Humanity's fill-in-the-blanks. It's hard NSFW, so keep it for filthy friend groups only, never work or family. What's the best clever, skill-based party game? All three reward a clever group without feeling like work, and all three were called among the best in the genre by reviewers and the community alike. Is Cards Against Humanity still worth buying in 2026? Only for a specific crowd and mostly out of nostalgia. Reviews and the community agree it delivers raucous laughs on the first few plays, but the shock value wears off and the gameplay doesn't evolve. Shut Up and Sit Down famously called it limp, passive, inert, because the cards do the joke for you. If you want filthy, buy Joking Hazard instead, if you want the laughs to come from your group. Buy Monikers, what's the best party card game for big groups of 8 or more? And Monikers and Wavelength both genuinely scale to 12+ in teams and get rowdier, not worse. With a crowd, what's the best party card game for just couples or two players? Sushi Go, most pure party staples, monikers, codenames, CAH, need more bodies, so reach for a drafting or dueling game with two. What's the best quick filler party card game? It's mostly luck with a thin strategy layer, so it's a palate cleanser between bigger games rather than the main event. Sushi Go, what's the best non-offensive crowd pleaser? Both are wholesome, all ages, easy to teach, and counterintuitively funnier with coworkers and in-laws than a shock humor deck, because the laughs come from your group being clever together rather than a card daring to be edgy. So Clover is a close third. How many players do you need for a party card game? It depends on the game. Big crowd champions like Monikers 4 to 16+, Wavelength 2 to 12+, Codenames 2 to 8+, and Wits and Wagers 3 to 7+ want a room full. Cozy picks like So Clover, 3 to 6 and just one 3 to 7 shine at 3 to 5 for just two. Switch genres entirely to drafting dueling games like Sushi Go, 2 to 5 or Here to Slay, 2 to 6. What's the best party card game for a work or mixed crowd? Codenames or just one full stop. They're non-offensive, scale to big mixed groups, teach in under a minute and keep everyone engaged without a single card you'd need to apologize for. Never bring Cards Against Humanity or Joking Hazard to a work party, wrong room, and they're not even funnier there. What's the cheapest, genuinely good party card game? Cheating Moth is a chaotic cheat-to-win discard game for 3 to 5 that's pure giggling value. Sushi Go is a cute, tactical 2 to 5 player drafter. Both punch far above their tiny price. What's the best new wave party game to replace tired old ones? So Clover, pair it with Wavelength and Monikers and you've fully retired Cards Against Humanity for a sharper, funnier shelf.